The first time I failed my driving test was the first time I'd ever driven with the lights on. It was late on a dark November afternoon. School runs, the first rumblings of rush hour, fat drops of rain falling on the north of the city. It was the first time I'd driven with the wipers going. Turning right from minor road to major, I failed to notice the amber light until it was almost too late. I slammed the brakes in panic, and the curt, narrow man in the passenger seat bounced forward theatrically, straining his seatbelt. I was unsurprised when, upon re-entering the cramped fluorescent office, he uttered the words, "I'm afraid that didn't go so well." Learning to drive is expensive, time-consuming, bureaucratic, frustrating, and in my case, interminable. Learning to drive as an adult, when you can't rely on a parent's car, when you have to pay for lessons just to get some practice, when, having left school behind some time ago, you've grown unaccustomed to being examined at all, is even more painful and even more expensive too. The system is not designed for people like me, or so I tell myself. The test itself is a classic box-ticking exercise, riddled with arcane requirements and unspoken expectations. Any experienced driver would surely fail it. I've never been particularly comfortable in exam situations or any situation in which I must meet arbitrary preconditions. There is a part of me, an ill-tempered, impatient part that says, yes, okay, but why? What is the point of all this? Isn't it all a bit unnecessary? I mean, I've got the general gist of this. Shouldn't that be enough? Perhaps this is why I've never been able to hold down a proper job. The most disheartening part of learning to drive is having to watch other drivers, qualified drivers, allowed to roam the streets with impunity and without a qualified companion, doing dangerous, silly, incompetent things that I would never do. In the time since my first test, I have become a bitter, judgmental passenger. I watch out for sloppy gear changes, late indicators, imperfect roundabout maneuvers. When being driven on the motorway, I have learned to spot the drivers of other cars who are on their phone, texting or checking their email. There's a little wobble or a slow drift towards the white line. I become the prudish, exacting tester I most despise, marking some imaginary notepad with the details of this stranger's infractions. The second time I failed my driving test, I don't think it was entirely my fault. I decided to take the test in a small rural town near where I'd grown up. I'd heard it was easier there. It was. It was high summer, blue skies and a danger of sunburn. Early afternoon, Monday, few other cars on the road. I booked a lesson before the test and found myself with an instructor I'd never had before. She was distracted, playing with her phone, and the advice she did give me contradicted most of the advice I'd ever been given before. I'd been feeling good about the test, confident in my ability to pass it, but the lesson left me shaky and uncertain. Suddenly, I was second-guessing myself. I failed, not for any one error, but for an accumulation of small mistakes, most of which I'd never usually make. I was amazed that I'd failed. I'd been so sure I would pass. I'd felt, for the first time, that I actually knew how to drive. The day before I was due to take the test for the third time, I was on the train heading to my parents' house, looking over the literature, relearning my hand signals. I read through the official leaflets and, on their suggestion, checked my learner's permit. It had expired just 2 days before. I couldn't take the test. I couldn't even drive home from the train station with my dad. Firstly, because it would be illegal to drive with an expired permit, but more significantly, because I was boiling with rage. I could barely speak. It felt like the universe was trolling me, but I had no one to blame but myself. And that is always true in all of this. When it comes down to it, there is never anyone to blame but myself. It's all on me. Maybe it's because of this sense of personal responsibility that not driving has, for me, become an ever-present embarrassment. It feels now like being able to drive, being allowed to drive, will unlock something in my life. I'm convinced that I will never be able to really consider myself an adult until I can get in a car and drive away. None of the symbolic accoutrements of traditional adult life are available to me until this obstacle is overcome. No home in the country for me, no kids to drag around. I mean, I can't even do a big weekly shop. Honestly, what kind of man can't drive? My brothers, younger than me, both drive. Even though we live in the city, my friends all drive. I'm the passenger, the burden, the bus riding incompetent with a stack of train tickets and a bicycle pump. My bags are heavy. It's raining hard. I guess I'll walk.